up there for Jesus. It might fall for City. It does. Manchester City find a way through, and through such an unlikely source. They've kept going and going till the end, and it's Kyle Walker who pops up to quite possibly break Southampton's resistance.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Oh, I think he was stuck on a plane, would you believe, on Friday night whilst I was watching Sydney FC go. Well, they won't go through the motions, but they did it pretty comfortably against the Newcastle Jets at Leichhardt Oval. I'm sure he caught up with the highlights. Good morning, Phil Moss.
A very good morning to you, Jimmy. And I should have been in there this morning just to see it because I can't believe it's all in the studio.
I come in every Wednesday.
That's Wednesday, mate. We're talking Sunday. Sunday's a real commitment.
Yeah. It is a commitment. It means a quiet Saturday night.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's no Dribblers Club for you on a Saturday night.
No. Slater's on his own last night.
Very, very good performance on Friday night, Mossy.
Yeah, outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. Look, I wasn't surprised, I have to say, and I said it on air last Sunday morning after the derby. Sydney FC's performance was exceptional. And I said, if they keep creating chances like that, they're going to win a lot more games than they lose. And no doubt Stevie Corrigan got them together Monday morning and said, look, let's really analyse the performance, not the results. And they carried on again and scored some wonderful goals. I think a real big one for me was Barbarouses getting off the mark for Sydney FC. And I think that'll give him a lot of confidence in a Sydney FC shirt ahead of the Big Blue next weekend against his old club. So, yeah, a lot of things to like about the Sydney FC performance. Newcastle, on the other hand, Ronnie Merrick, you know, he went into bat for his players after the game and said, look, it's probably the worst performance of the season, which, you know, obviously the result would suggest that, but sometimes the result can mask the performance. But, yeah, he certainly is a man to panic, Ronnie Merrick.
Mossy, you just touched on Barbarouses' goal. Moving forward in terms of confidence, what will that mean for Sydney?
Yeah, huge, Bulldog. He's a major signing. We tried to get Barbarouses to Sydney a couple of seasons ago when I was there as an assistant, and we were very disappointed to miss out on him because he's the type of player that just breaks the line without effort. You know, he's always threatening to get in behind, but he's very, very good with the ball at his feet as well. He uses it very smartly. He's got composure in front of goal. That goal the other night was an exceptional goal. The way he worked the space for himself to finish it in a very tight area. Great assist from Brandon O'Neill too. The ball into Barbarouses' feet in behind the line was outstanding, but I think that'll give him huge confidence. He's the type of player who should comfortably break double figures. But with Sydney FC and the creativity they've got behind him, it wouldn't surprise me if he has one of those seasons where he could push for Golden Boot as well.
Incredible game down in Melbourne. The victory 2-0 up very early. Western United, the new boys on the block. It was an incredible comeback. Bessar Berisha getting a goal against his old team as well. But Mark Rudin, we know what he did with Wellington last year. There's something special about his managerial efforts, I think. Mossy, looking at it from a distance?
Yeah, you're right, Jimmy. He's still, you know, only his second season as a head coach in the A-League, but he had some success as well with Sydney United in the New South Wales NPL. But he's the type of coach, you can see the performance of his teams certainly reflects him as a manager and the way he used to play as well. You know, he used to roll his sleeves up. He was a real leader on the pitch as a defender. And, you know, he's got some quality players down there at Western United in Kone and Diamante, and among others. But certainly that performance last night at Marvel Stadium, away to Melbourne victory, 2-0 down to come back and win it 3-2. I think Rude said after the game that says a lot about who we are as a club. That defines us as a club, that sort of performance and result. And they've announced themselves early and they've really joined the Melbourne derby conversation in a serious way now. And Melbourne City have to pull their socks up. They really have to use this as a season that defines them and what they're about, and with the resources they've got, they really should be pushing for that title every season.
Mossy, you just mentioned Melbourne City. Two important games today in the A-League, Melbourne City v Wellington, and of course Perth Glory v Central Coast Mariners. Who do you like?
Look, I'm going to go with Melbourne City at home. I think they should win this one, and really, just going back to our last point, Bulldog, they should win this one comfortably, although Wellington have certainly been competitive. And Ufuk Talay in his rookie season's doing a good job with them, considering the players that they lost, although the results don't suggest that, but their performances have been fighting at the very least. And but Melbourne City should have too much class in that one, and Perth will win over there. In the West, I hate to say that against my old club, the Mariners, but Tony Popovich, the quality he's got at his disposal is exceptional, and over there they should get the points.
So you're giving us the $1.65 pop and the $1.45 pop, but anyway, all up those, and we'll get some value there for the listeners. Now, the English Premier League.
Well, here's where I can give you some value, Jimmy. If I went to Liverpool and Man City against Manchester United, what's Manchester United playing to win the league this season now?
They're running 10th. They're on 13 points. I think you could shut the book.
No, I think so, mate.
Anyway, AFC Bournemouth. Very hard, very tricky side away from home for AFC Bournemouth. But the thing I did want to make mention of, Brighton and Hove Albion, 2-0 win for them. So they are climbing the ladder. But Matty Ryan, another clean sheet.
Yeah, that's important. Their goal difference is zero at the moment. So they've scored, I think, 14 and conceded 14. But as you said, another clean sheet for Matty, and they're up to eighth position. They've won three out of their last four, including that big 3-0 win over Spurs a few weeks ago. But they've got a run coming up now. They've got Manchester United away, which will be another 3 points. Then they've got Leicester at home, Liverpool away, and Arsenal away. Arsenal not travelling that great, but I guess the point is they've got three big clubs there: Manchester United, Liverpool, and Arsenal, and Leicester, who are absolutely flying. So it's a tough run coming up, but tell you what, they're on a great little run, and they started the season doing it tough, but certainly this run will help them no end.
Yeah, Chelsea, as you mentioned, Mossy, 2-1 winners over Watford. They continue to impress, don't they?
Bulldog, I reckon they're the third most watchable team in the Premier League this season, behind obviously Liverpool and Manchester City. You just sense that they're really starting to settle into EPL life under Frank Lampard, and he's really starting to own that position. I've watched some of his press conferences. You can often tell, the confidence of a manager when they sit in front of the cameras after a win or a loss. But he kept calm because they didn't start the season on fire, but they've certainly gone on a nice little run now, and he's doing a really good job, and it's great to see because he's a legend of the club as a player, and kind of like the opposite to Solskjaer, you like to see legends come back and do well, and he's certainly ticking those boxes.
Yeah. Anyway, the less said about Man United at the moment, the better. Mossy, we've got to say goodbye.
Well, Jimmy, just quickly, how long do they give Solskjaer?
What's that?
You've got to weigh into the debate. How long do they give Solskjaer? They've lost 1-0 to Bournemouth overnight.
This season's a write-off, and unfortunately for Ole Gunnar, it's all over. He's going to go. It's just a matter of finding the right person to fill the breach.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It's a write-off from a point of view of them winning the title, but it certainly can't be viewed as a write-off to getting things right for the future.
Absolutely.
So the sooner they make that decision, the better, I think.
Rip the Band-Aid off, I think, Mossy, is the way they talk about it.
That's the one, Jimmy. Now, listen, when's my wingman beer arriving? You promised me that 6 weeks ago.
Great to have you on the program, Mossy. We look forward to chatting to you next week.
You're doing a magnificent job this morning. Well done, mate.
Did I promise you wingman beer?
Yeah, I think I sent you my address 3 times on the text message.
Okay, there's another one I've got to get to. Anyway, thank you, Mossy. We'll speak next week.
Inquire into this. This is getting out of hand.
There he is, Phil Moss, our footballing expert.